look marvelous. It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Yeah. Sound
the bell.
Here we go.
Here's the good news.
Welcome to Not Necessarily the News, where we report the news before it reports us.
You gotta be careful. Yeah, don't call the authorities, please.
Welcome our worldwide audience as we stream live across the globe and on Facebook. Jump in, shall you? Let's do some tariff talk to begin with. If you are a big Shein and Temu shopper. Hi, Mom. She's watching Not Necessarily the News right now. This is when the price increases because of the tariffs. See, they are duty-free in a lot of ways.
That's enough out of you.
That's what it's called. It's duty-free.
Okay.
Proud of you.
See, work that in. We'll get ready for May the 2nd, and that's when Shein and Temu prices are going to jump because
the rubber hits the road
of the tariffs. Also, tariff world affecting the Nintendo Switch 2 and those going after it. So it doesn't come out until June, but the pre-orders went live yesterday. In fact, those were delayed because Nintendo has to figure out this whole tariff thing. But now they went on the pre-orders last night. And Target, Best Buy, and Walmart all had website crashes because of it.
That's not good.
Yeah, I know. You talk about duty-free right there.
Proud of you.
And finally, also, the first major car manufacturer to say the tariffs are now going to raise the overall price of their vehicle, Jaguar.
Oh.
Jaguar. Or Jaguar.
We may not be able to afford one now.
Darn!
Dang it!
Proud of you.
I'll try.
Thank you. So anyone else remember a cute little gal from Oklahoma that got the golden ticket to American Idol?
No! Kelly Clarkson!
No.
No, it was someone different. Oh, She's from Burleson. Do we have the audio on that one?
You going to say the name Carrie Underwood?
Her name is Carrie Underwood.
There it is.
Yes, it's awesome. I'm so excited. You guys better be watching out for me.
What happened?
She did well.
They told me I was really good. Yeah, I threw out my fishing line and they liked it. They liked the bait, I guess. I got them, yeah.
She knows she can talk bait.
She was very Shakota, Oklahoma back then, man.
So that was Carrie Underwood. And despite her amazing fame and fortune, she still has the terrible recurring dream where she re-auditions and doesn't make it.
Oh, it's like one of those work dreams that everybody kind of has.
Yeah, do you have those dreams? Where the song is running out?
No, I have the one where I show up to start the show and the microphone falls off the stand and breaks.
But you know what? This is a place where dreams come true here at Hank
FM. We do.
Meanwhile, life is busy for Carrie these days. She's got kids, a job, a performing schedule, and a guilty conscience. Luke Bryan says she's really not very good at telling contestants no.
Yeah, they were wondering if she was going to be mean enough to be on the show, but the show hasn't been mean in like 15 years.
Yeah, even Simon was nice to Carrie. So
yeah, that's true. Well, she earned it right there. And of course, as she performs, and I think she's going to headline some festival coming up. Let's talk about these music festivals. Now, Larry Joe Taylor Fest has been going on, and it heightens this weekend, too. And then there's Coachella. And everybody's wondering, how do people afford to do this? It may be the way of the future, and it may be already happening in large part right now. And that would be buy now, pay later when it comes to concert tickets.
Oh, great. So you just put it on credit, and then you'll pay whenever.
And it turns out about 60% of Coachella, the big music festival going on out west, 60% at least use this option to fund their way to get to Coachella.
Well, it's so easy.
With thousands and thousands of dollars
of
tickets.
Well, they don't even run your credit anymore. They just
I wonder why.
Hey, you want this?
I wonder why. Yeah, somewhere Dave Ramsey is rolling.
Yeah,
he told me not to do that.
No. So divorce is much more than just mending a broken heart. You got to handle all the nuts and bolts of dismantling that life together. and it's not easy. Take poor Ben Affleck. Now, he needs to sell that $68 million home that he bought with J-Lo. She is not on board with the idea, primarily because the realtor is saying this is way overpriced and we need to slash this by 15%. Even worse, if you can afford the $68 million, which who can't? What may put you over the edge is the insurance alone. That would be $500,000 due to the devastating wildfires. But we have something much more budget-friendly. Jessica Alba, also going through a divorce. And she's having a divorce sale on her Beverly Hills home. It's a little smaller, just 7 bedrooms and 9 bathrooms. Mm. So you're going to have to, you know what I mean, you're going to have to conserve your space. And it's only $19 million. So the price is reflective
that is
of that.
Affordable. Man, get that and a Jaguar with a buy now, pay later option. That's fantastic.
Yeah, do you think you could do the buy now, pay later?
The Affleck J-Lo house, what, 68?
Yeah.
$68 million.
So even if they take the 15% off it, that's still $58 million.
And still it wasn't big enough for the two of them. Yes. R.I.P. Ben. R.I.P. And rest in peace. It wrapped up its run last night. After 10 seasons of Roseanne, 7 seasons of The Conners, how did this make it 7 seasons?
I don't know, because Roseanne only lasted like 1, didn't she?
Yeah. Of course, she had that little problem with tweeting things and got canceled back when everybody was. It had its series finale last night.
So sad.
Is it?
Did both people watch?
Had 2 final episodes, and the spoiler alert, the finale found Dan seeking financial retribution from the pharmaceutical company responsible for Roseanne's opioid overdose.
Oh, for Christ. That's how she died?
That's how they
show?
Wrote her off there, yeah.
So, that's terrible.
Sounds like a real, big plot for a lot of riotous laughs out there, huh? Yeah, the studio audience loved it.
Yeah. So we've got more proof that the way to a man's heart is truly through his stomach. And it's not bad for us ladies either. Almost 4 out of 5 of us love sharing meals with our loved ones. A home-cooked meal is joyous for 85% of the population. And it's also a very hot topic of conversation. 1/5 of us discuss our dinner plans with our coworkers every day. And don't tell the boss this, but... comes out to 48 hours a year.
1/4 of us do this? Talk with coworkers about dinner plans.
We don't really talk about dinner plans, but
3/4 of those workers don't listen to the person that's telling them about dinner plans.
That's
new science right there.
I mean, dinner is a long time from now.
Johnny Depp getting ready for his newest movie, preparing for it. Of course, he's one of those method actors. Johnny Depp's new movie is called Day Drinker. So for preparations for the role, he just studied the life of Johnny Depp. Indeed. And according to experts, they say, believe it or not, gossiping may be good for you.
Oh!
But if anybody asks, you did not hear that from us.
Hank FM.